Have you ever sent money for something online, only to realize the seller disappeared into thin air? Well, Alaska's about to get its first solution to that problem. Welcome, everyone! Today, we're talking about something launching at the Great Alaska Aviation Gathering in Palmer on May 2nd and 3rd. This is Alaska's first identity-verified marketplace.
Right, and the timing couldn't be better. I mean, we've all heard the horror stories. Just last year, the average puppy scam loss in Alaska hit $3,249. That's one transaction wiping out someone's savings.
That's brutal. And those aren't isolated incidents, are they?
Definitely not. The Better Business Bureau logged over 100 vehicle scam complaints in Alaska last year alone. And scams targeting Alaskans are a serious problem, with thousands lost to fraudulent listings every year.
So how does identity verification actually tackle that? What makes this different from, just another classified site?
Great question. The core idea is accountability. For high-value categories like aircraft, firearms, vehicles, real estate, and business listings, sellers must complete identity verification before any listing goes live. You're proving you're a real person with a real identity.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
It's actually pretty quick. You upload a government-issued ID and take a selfie. The system uses a third-party service called Identify to confirm you're real. Typically completes in under 60 seconds. And it's a one-time $5 fee for life. Once you're verified forever across the entire platform.
So to everyone listening, think about that. $5 once versus potentially losing thousands to a scammer. Now, I'm curious, does everyone need to verify just to browse?
No, and that's intentional. You can view every listing, every event, every discussion without verifying anything. Verification kicks in when trust matters. When you're posting in most categories, messaging buyers or sellers, or participating in community features. Free items don't require verification either.
Right. You mentioned community features. This sounds like more than just a buy and sell board.
Exactly. The platform is built around four core pillars: marketplace, rummage board for garage and estate sales, the lodge, which is a community forum, and events. A forthcoming academy for courses and guides is also planned. All pillars share a single trust system, so your verified reputation follows you everywhere on the platform.
That point about a single trust system sets up our next piece, how reputation carries across different features. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Looking for a safer way to buy and sell in Alaska? Frostboard is Alaska's first identity-verified marketplace where sellers in high-value categories prove who they are before listing. Browse aircraft, firearms, vehicles, real estate, and more, all from verified Alaskans. Join garage sales on Rummage Board, ask questions in the lodge, and discover local events. Verify once for $5, stay trusted for life. Listings are free to post. Learn more at frostboard.com.
Picking up on that single trust system, how does reputation actually carry across the different pillars?
Well, the lodge is a big part of that. It's where people ask questions, share tips, connect on topics that matter to Alaskans. You might see threads like best generator for off-grid cabin or winterizing your truck checklist. Real people giving real answers, and everyone's verified, so you know you're talking to your neighbors.
I love that. And Rummage Board, that's for garage sales?
Yep. Garage sales, flea markets, estate sales. You can plan your Saturday treasure hunt route all in one place. And because it's tied to the same verification system, you're not walking into a sketchy situation. You know who's hosting.
You know, I was just thinking about how many weekends I've wasted driving around looking for sales. This sounds way more efficient. Now, the categories, these are built specifically for Alaska?
Absolutely. We're talking aircraft, firearms, snow machines, remote cabins, outdoor recreation gear, things that matter here. The founder is a 21-year Air Force veteran and longtime Alaskan, so there's deep understanding of what this state needs. I actually remember when I first moved to Alaska, I tried buying a used snow machine online, and the listing was 3 years old. Seller never responded. That kind of frustration is what this whole thing addresses.
I see, totally.
And the categories reflect real Alaska use cases. I mean, where else are you going to find a marketplace with a dedicated aircraft section right next to snow machines? It's very much built for the way we actually live here.
Right. What about expansion? Is this staying Alaska only?
Plans are in place to expand to Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, and the Yukon. But here's the key. Each state gets its own separate experience. So you're always dealing locally. No cross-pollination. It keeps the community feel intact.
Because trust is local. Trust happens face-to-face, neighbor-to-neighbor. I actually had a friend who got burned on a vehicle deal last year. Sent a deposit, never heard from the guy again. This would have prevented that.
Exactly. And there's a reward system, too. Bronze, silver, gold, diamond levels. Active participation earns you perks like fee discounts and free listing boosts. So the more you engage authentically, the more the platform rewards you.
That's smart. You're incentivizing good behavior. And debuting this at the Great Alaska Aviation Gathering in Palmer, why that event?
It's a significant annual event for the Alaskan aviation community. Given that aircraft is one of the high-value verified categories, it's a perfect fit. You're reaching people who need trusted transactions for expensive, specialized equipment. Plus, pilots tend to be pretty detail-oriented, so they appreciate the security angle.
Makes total sense. So if someone's hesitant about the whole ID upload thing, what would you say?
I'd say your ID is processed by Identify, a secure service trusted by over 1,000 companies in banking, fintech, and e-commerce. They verify you're real and send back a yes or no. The platform stores your name, email, phone, address, and verification status. They explicitly do not store your ID image, ID number, or any biometric data from your selfie.
So privacy is protected. And if someone has trouble with the digital process?
There's a mail-in option with an extra fee for manual review. You send a photocopy of your ID with a signed form, and they manually review it within 3 to 5 business days. They're also working on video call verification for folks who prefer talking to a real person.
That's thoughtful. Not everyone's comfortable with tech, and honestly, some of us still prefer snail mail. There's a joke in there somewhere about Alaska and mail planes.
Ha, right. But seriously, the mail-in option ensures nobody's left out just because they don't have the latest smartphone or whatever.
Before we wrap up, what's the big picture vision here?
The vision is simple. Alaska deserves a marketplace where trust is the default, where people are accountable, and where community thrives. This launches May 2nd and 3rd in Palmer, and it's built by Alaskans for Alaskans.
Well said. Thanks so much for walking us through this. To everyone listening, if you're tired of sketchy transactions and vanishing sellers, this might be what you've been waiting for.